哎，你们好，古老师您
好，大家下午好。
下午好。That's good. That's an encouragement to me. Otherwise, I thought you all come
in. 对，真的是不一样，因为大家都已经完结了。
For the past number of weeks, I've been here and I thank God for that.
在过去的几个周中，我非常感谢主。
And I see a group of young people very interested to want to know God.
我看见许多年轻人真的非常想知道主。
And many young Christians started very interested to want to know how to grow spiritually.
很多年轻的弟兄姐妹们，他们非常是想知道在主的圣灵中怎样成长。
So many times I attended the several Galilee. So we discussing about spiritual formation.
我们就在一起讨论圣灵是如何在灵中成长。
But I also noticed that a lot of us are quite spiritually dry.
我也发现我们当中许多人在圣灵当中是很枯干的。
And don't really know exactly what happened.
我们不知道发生了什么事情。
By saying that I'm learning together with you, huh?
我说这番话时，其实我也是在更多的了解你们。
不是了解你们，是 learning together with you， 就是跟你们一起学习。Because I need to say that we are all brothers and sisters, we are all sinners saved by grace.
我们都是同是罪人，都是因为神的恩典才得救。
Yeah. So let us look into. Okay. Before that, actually, my sermon title is called True Conversion.
所以今天的最高的题目就是真正的改变。
So I put the Bible verse Luke chapter 19 verse 1-10.
今天的最高的主题经文就是路加福音十九章一到十节。
But I have another passage to discuss together with you before I go into this Luke 19.
但是之前的话，我们先看另一段经文。
Yeah, so, Matthew 19, verse 16 to 22.
我们一起来翻到马太福音十九章十六到二十二节。马太福音十九章十六到二十二节。
Yeah, Matthew 16, verse 16 to 22. Now, it's regarding about this rich young ruler.
就是讲一个少年的才俊。
非常年。
一个很有钱的年轻人。
Yeah, he's like every one of us.
就像我们在座的每一个人。
He's seeking God.
也想寻求神。
He wants to know about eternal life.
他想知道永生。
So if you read verse 16.
如果读十六节。
他说 ，Now a man came up to Jesus and asked.Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?
有一个人来见耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才得永生？”
It's very good motive. It's very interested about eternal life.
他的动机很好，他很想知道什么是永生。
He also has the right attitude coming before the Lord to ask him.
态度也很对，因为来到主的面前向主询问。
And he comes to the right person as a because that is not Jesus.
他来到正确的人面前，因为他是主耶稣。
Then verse 17 says, "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments."
十七节，耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。”除了神以外，没有一个是善良的。
Okay, before I go into discussion about how Jesus Christ answered him, I forgot to mention about this young gentleman, this young rich man. In Mark or in Luke also mentioned about this story. He says that he's a young ruler, young rich ruler.
在马可和马太福音中都提到了这个年轻人是一个年轻的官。
In another words, he could be the ruler of the synagogue.
他可能是管理会堂的一个官员。
Yeah, so in another words, he actually is a spiritual leader, you know, like the Pharisees.
他可能就是像法利赛人一样，是一个属灵上面的领袖。
Yeah, so he could be very well versed on the Old Testament. So if you compare and put it in our present context, he's a Christian leader.
就用今天话来讲，他就是耶基督徒的领袖。
But it's surprising he come and ask Jesus Christ how to get eternal life. So-called Christian leaders.
但对于信仰很新奇的是，这个基督徒领袖居然问耶稣如何得到永生。
So our problems that I say is not new to us. It's even the spiritual leaders who are asking for how to find eternal life.
所以信心的问题不仅是对我们，也是在当时也是一个问题。
Yeah, so he comes to, okay, now we go back to during that time, he comes to Jesus Christ, surprisingly, he just answered him by, you want to enter life, obey the commandments.
但是很奇怪的，耶稣基督就讲，你若进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
He didn't say come and lead me, like he called Peter, you know, come follow me.
但是他不是像跟彼得讲，你要来跟随我。
But he said, you want to enter life, obey the commandments.
他说，如果你想进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
During that time is quite correct, you know, because that is the Old Testament time. During the Jews, if you follow the law, you will have life. That's what Moses said.
当时在旧约时代，摩西就教导他们说，如果要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
But we know that nobody can meet that criteria.
但我们希望没有人可以达到。
Yeah, so somehow Jesus Christ said, like, okay, you go and obey the commandments.
但是耶稣仍这样说。
Now verse 18 just continues, saying, which one of the men required? Are you required?
18节，这个少年才是说，
所以Jesus replied, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself.
就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可盗窃，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
This is the second part of the Ten Commandments, and it's all about works.
这个就是在十诫中的第二部分。
And it's quite correct, actually during that time, a lot of religious leaders, the Pharisees especially, they associate seeking God in terms of work.
在当时马利赛人特别把对主的寻求当作是一种自己要做的事情。
Alright, let's continue quickly. Verse 20 says, all this I kept, the young man said, what do I still lack?
二十节，那少年说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
Actually, we know that nobody can meet that kind of criteria.
我们都知道没有人能够完全的遵守律法。
But by reading this, his reply, we can imagine probably he got a little bit of a self-righteousness like the Pharisees.
可能这个少年就像法利赛人一样有一些自义。
Okay, just let's accept him that he says is right.
就让我们认同这个少年人，他讲的都是正确的。
Then let's look at what Jesus replied, answered him.
我们就来看耶稣的答案。
Jesus answered, verse 21, he said, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me.
耶稣就说，你若愿意做完全，就必须变卖你所有的，分给穷人，必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
Very funny answer, right? He said, okay, you want to be perfect since you have done all these good things, and now sell your possessions. Okay, before, let's look at 22. He said, when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. What do you think about this?
你们对自己有什么看法呢？
These so-called Christian leaders are now being back to the modern life. He has done everything right.
这个基督徒领袖他已经把所有事情都做得很对了。
But yet he still can't experience God's peace and joy because he's still looking for eternal life.
但是他在寻求神的永生的时候，还是没有办法找到那份平安。
But he said he has done all these things, he has be good.
但他说他已经尽了自己的力了。
But Jesus Christ saw something about him.
但是耶稣知道他其中有些问题。
His weak point.
他的最薄弱的环节。
He couldn't part his possessions.
但是他不愿意变卖他所有。
He didn't put Jesus God first.
他没有把神放在第一位。
You know this story, Jesus Christ didn't tell every one of us to sell our property and give to the poor and follow him.
耶稣并没有让我们当中所有的人都变卖所有的分给穷人，要来跟随他。
If you read the whole Bible, I think this is the only one that he tell this young man, okay, sell your possessions and come follow me.
在全本的圣经当中，耶稣就在此处对这个少年人讲了这番话。
So basically, he's testing this person.
在这里的话，耶稣就是在试验一个人。
Whether he choose his possession first or he choose God or choose Jesus Christ first.
就是在试验这个人，他是否把自己的财产看在第一位，还是把耶稣基督他自己当做第一位。
Unfortunately, this particular young man couldn't part his possessions and he walked away very sadly.
但是不幸的是，这个年轻人不愿意变卖他所有的，就忧忧愁愁的走了。
He still couldn't find eternal life.
他还是找不到永生。
After talking to Jesus Christ,
就算他和耶稣基督讲的话。
Is it familiar to all of us?
对我们来说很熟悉吗？
I think a lot of times we couldn't part maybe our materialistic things.
对于我们来说，我们很多时候会放弃自己物质的需要。
This is the reason why up to now we still couldn't find Jesus.
这就是为什么到现在我们仍然不可能找到耶稣。
We know about Jesus.
我们知道耶稣基督。
But yet we couldn't experience him.
但是我们不能体会他，不能体察他。
Yeah.So the truth of this message basically, what Jesus Christ is teaching.
耶稣基督在此处的教导就是
is basically Luke 14:33.
就是路加福音的14:33。
你读。
这样呢，无论什么人，都不丢下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
So basically, it's the cause of discipleship. You want to follow Jesus Christ, you need to give up everything and commit to Him so that you can be His disciple.
这就是做耶稣基督门徒的代价。如果不撇下一切所有的话，就不能做这个门徒。
So this young gentleman, he failed the test. He couldn't part his possession.
这个少年在此处就失败，因为他不能变卖他所有的。
So in order for us to know to experience God, we need to be willing to give up everything.
如果我们要经历神的话，我们就要放下自己所有的。
And then come to Jesus, commit ourselves to Him totally.
我们就要完全的心放在主上。
So I'm going to say this one.Salvation is only for those who are willing to give Christ first place in their lives.
什么是基督呢？就是那些愿意在自己生命中把耶稣基督放在第一位。
If you don't put Christ first, you will never know Christ.
如果不把耶稣基督放在第一位的话，那你们永远不会认识耶稣。
You will be just like a rich young man.
你们就可能是那少年，很有钱的财主。
Follow everything what the Bible teaches.
他完全的顺从圣经的教导。
But he still keeps something and not giving up.
但是还有自己的保留。
Never put God first. 没有把神放在第一。So this is the reason why every time we teach, we say, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be given to you, right?
这就是什么经常说你们要先生他的国和他的义，这些东西就要加给你们了。
So we need to believe and accept our Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord.
所以我们就要把耶稣基督当作主，并且当作自己的救主。
OK, Savior definitely 他是我们的 He is our savior.
啊，他就是我们的救主。
But Lord meaning He is our master, our king, our God. We must obey Him.
但主的意思就是说，他是我们的君王，我们必须要服从顺从他。
So we don't just accept Him as our savior.
所以我们不仅把他当作我们的救主。
Many times, in fact, many churches in Singapore, a lot of members, they just accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and not Lord.
但是在新加坡很多基督徒他们是把神当作他的救主，并不当作他的主。
They just want to live their eternal life, but not following Him.
他们只想主持和永生，并不想跟从主。
You get what I mean?
知道我的意思吗？
Right.They just want to have a good thing. Oh God bless me. But when God asks them to come, come and serve me, they are not doing anything.
他们是想主的祝福，但是主要他们跟从他的时候，他并不这些基督徒并不想。
So they don't really believe in him.
所以他们并不真心。
In fact, Peter in Acts.十四章第二章三十六节 ，He says, "Therefore let all Israel be assured that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ."
所以彼得在十四章二到三十六节就讲，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣神，以立他为主，为基督了。
对 ，both Lord and Christ, that means Lord and Savior, Christ is his Messiah.
这边既讲到主，又讲到基督，基督就是弥赛亚的意思。
Right, I want to emphasize again. Definitely, we must put God first.
所以我们一定要把主放在第一位。
Because I want to emphasize in Isaiah 42 verse 8, it says, "I am the Lord; that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, or my praise to others."
就在弥赛亚书四十二到八节。我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必将我的荣耀归向神，也将我的身赞归给雕刻的偶像。
You know what does that mean? God, the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth.
神就是当创造天地的主。
He will not share His glory with anybody.
他不可能把他的荣耀和另外所有的分享。
Even including us.
也包括我们。
If we didn't put God first and glorify ourselves, God would not accept us.
如果我们只是想把自己放在前面，只是想成就自己的尊荣、自己的荣耀的话
，So let us take this. I just put two verses. Actually, there are many verses, but I just put this one. To be our baseline that God, that is God. We He must be first, cannot be second.
底线就是神就是神，他一定要在第一位，不能是第二位。
So every time the glory must be given to him.
所以每一次，所有的荣耀都要归于神。
So we must give up everything in order to be true disciple of Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须放弃一切，那么才会成为神真正的门徒。
Okay, let's continue the story of this rich man.
所以我们就来继续这个年轻的财主。
Yeah, Matthew 19, if you continue with verse 23, when Jesus saw his disciples, then Jesus said to his disciples, when he saw the rich young man went away sadly, he said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以耶稣对门徒说，实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。
Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过人的眼，比财主进神国还容易呢。
When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished. Then who can be saved?
门徒听见了，就喜欢说，这样谁还能得救
？Yeah, we will be asking Jesus Christ the same. Then who can be saved? 来，你说一下。
那我们就会问耶稣这个同样的问题，我也是想他一样，那么谁还能？
But Jesus Christ is also saying, Jesus looked at that and said, "With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
但是耶稣看他们说，在人这是不能的，但是在神凡事都能。
Okay, just now I just want to emphasize. Basically, the story of this young man, Jesus Christ is trying to point out to us that we need to put it first and not, if we want to be his true disciple, we need to give up everything so that he is first place in our heart.
So, this is the issue that we have to do. If we want to be his true disciple, we need to give up.
So, let's look at Luke 19, 1 to 10, which is the other illustration. About this 10 years. Yeah, about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, a little bit like the this young girl, he's rich. The difference is that he's a tax collector. Yeah, he's a chief tax collector. Okay, let's look into just quickly go through. Now, I just want to describe Zacchaeus a little bit. Here he says, verse 2, he says he was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
在第二节的话，这个撒该是什么样的呢？撒该是一个税吏长，也是一个财主。
Now, tax collector are very much hated by the Jews.
哦，税吏长在当时是被一些犹太人非常痛恨的。
Why?
为什么？
Because they collect tax from the Jews.
因为他们从犹太人那里收税。
Actually, collecting tax is okay, you know.
收税是可以。
But they collect extra from them because they want to pocket some into their pocket. And they are serving the Roman Empire. So the Jews consider them as betrayer of the Israel nation. So they are very much hated. Yeah, so just imagine such person. And then here he said chief collector. Oh, the more worse than chief among the sinners. So probably he's coordinating the whole tax collectors and he get richer because when the tax collector collect money he collect from them extra more.
并且他是税吏的徒弟，所以当税吏收税的时候，他可能就是从那个税吏里面抽那么多的税。
So imagine such person will be very very lonely.
就想一想，这样的人一定是很孤独的一个人。
Because he got no friend.
因为他没有朋友。
Everybody hated him.
每个人都很讨厌他。
I believe even his tax collectors under him also hate him.
我就相信那些在他之下的税吏都很讨厌他。
Because he is so big money from them.
因为这个税吏长从他们那些税吏上面来抽税。
Okay, but when he knew that Jesus Christ is coming to Jericho, he is in Jericho.
他就是在耶利哥那里。
Yeah, he wanted to see Jesus.
他想看见耶稣基督。
Okay, he wanted to see Jesus. And then he is a short man. And verse 4 it says, so because of the crowd, he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
所以四姐就跑到前头往上桑树要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
Now he knows he's actually I believe the fact that he wants to see Jesus Christ is that he has something in his heart that he knows Jesus Christ can give him.
因为他肯定是相信他的心中相信耶稣基督一定有一些东西可以给予他。
Because during that time Jesus is quite famous.
因为当时耶稣很有名。
He must have heard a lot of miracles Jesus has done.
他肯定听过耶稣行的很多神迹。
And he also, he must have heard that Jesus is the Messiah.
也听说耶稣基督就是他弥赛亚。
So he probably want to very, very desperate want to see Jesus Christ.
所以他非常非常的想看到耶稣基督。
Okay, he's a sinner, he knows about it.
他知道自己是罪人。
And he wanted to see Jesus Christ.
想见耶稣基督。
He so desperate that he climbed the tree because he saw it.
他如此的想见耶稣，他爬上了树。
He really humbled himself.
是如此的谦卑和自
己。Just imagine, he's a wealthy man.
他是一个很有钱的人。
And then because of wanting to see Jesus, he climbed the tree.
只是因为他想见耶稣基督，他就爬上了树。
People might be laughing at what this short guy doing.
人就都在想他这个孩子在干什么。
But he's so desperate to want to see Jesus, they want to know about this Jesus that he don't bother about anything, and then he cried.
因为他如此想见，他就不管一切的事情爬了树。
And this is the kind of heart we should have, like Zacchaeus.
这个就是我们应该有的一个心智。
Because in Deuteronomy 4 it says, but if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all your heart and all your soul.
因为在申命记四章十九节，但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你必尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见。
So if we have this heart like Ezekiel, all go all the way out to seek him.
如果我像撒该一样，如果是尽心尽力的想见耶稣基督
，knowing that we are sinners，
知道我们自己是罪人
，God will allow us to find him，
神就会允许我们寻见他。
Okay, let's quickly go to verse 5. Then when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately."
第五节，耶稣到了那里，他就看见他说：“撒该，快下来。”
Very, very interesting. Like Jesus do not know him, no.
耶稣并不知道这个人。
Never seen before.
并从来没有看见过他。
But you know his name.
但知道这个人的名字。
Then he said, "I must stay at your house today."
他说：“我今天必须在你家里。”
So there's only one explanation.
只有一个合理的解释。
That Jesus Christ truly is our Savior. He's our shepherd. Because in John
10:3,
he said, "What man opens the gate for him and the sheep listens to his voice? He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." The only reason we can say God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He knows every single one of our names. So He knows that He is. And then He comes to the gate, what He says? He says, "I must stay at your house." I must stay at your house today.
今天我必住在你家里。
You know Jesus Christ is very busy man, right?
你知道耶稣基督是很忙的。
And he's on the way to Jerusalem at this time.
他现在是从耶路撒冷的途中。
He knows that he will not much time.
他知道他没有时间。
Once he reaches Jerusalem,
他一到耶路撒冷
he will need to face a lot of persecution and then the cross.
他就要上十字架的道路。
And so he there and there, "I must stay at your house today."
但他人说：“今天我必住在你家里。”
He never said, "Zacchaeus, can I stay in your house tonight?"
他并没有问，我可以住在你家吗？
他说 "I must stay in your house tonight."
他却说：“我今天必须住在你家里。”
And then Zacchaeus came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
所以撒该急忙下来，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
You know why Jesus Christ so urgently and say, "I must stay in your place"? I believe Jesus Christ recognized that Zacchaeus' heart is ready to receive him. Remember when this Revelation 3:20.
在启示录三章二十节，看到我站在门外，若有人听见我声音就开门的，我要进去到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
He knew Zacchaeus is ready to receive him.
他知道撒该已经准备好接受他了。
So likewise, when we are doing evangelism, we cannot wait for tomorrow or next day. We must immediately and reach out to the person that God wants me to reach out to.
所以在传福音的时候，我们不能等待，而是如果主有命令的话，我们一定要马上就去做。
And that is the attitude of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣他的态度。
But then people don't understand.
但是人，但众人并不明白。
They grumble and complain about Jesus Christ going to the guests of the sinner. They didn't realize that Jesus Christ is to save the lost soul. Okay, but nevertheless, verse
8,
somehow Zacchaeus stood up, here my father says, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back from times, four times the amount.
但是下面就对一个主说，主啊，我把所有一半分给穷人，我若回向了谁，就还他四倍。
Somehow when Jesus Christ is in his house, most probably he has explained the gospel to him.And Zacchaeus the sinner repented.
这人下来就悔改了。
And the evidence of his repenting is that he returned all whatever he takes from the poor or from the people that he cheated, he returned them.
悔改证据就是他悔改了谁就还别人。
This is why in Luke chapter 3 verse 8, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And this is related to what this evening I want to share, this afternoon I want to share to you all, is the true conversion. It's turning away from your sin toward God.
所以真正的悔改就是从你的罪转头而转向耶稣。
Right.Zacchaeus recognized his sin.
就像撒该知道自己的罪。
He repented.
他悔改了。
Then he turned toward God.
他转向神。
Why do you know?
为什么我们这样说呢？
The evidence is that he returned all his, he gave away his possession.
因为这事就是他把自己所有的都给了别人。
He obeyed God's instruction.
他顺服了主的命令。
Okay, just to quickly finish up the last two verses. So Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is the son of Abraham. Why did Jesus Christ say that? Because Zacchaeus has repented. So the salvation has come to this. And he not only repented, he repented by showing action. This is what our Lord Jesus worked on earth.
这就是耶稣他在地上的工作。
Because he came to seek and save what was lost.
人起来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Okay, let's discuss about conversion now.
所以我们现在就讲真正的回转，真正的改变。
Now, just now the two illustrations. One is the rich young man, the other one is Zacchaeus. The rich young man,
年轻的财主,
not willing to give up his possessions,
并不愿意放弃他的所有的财产,
not willing to repent,
并不愿意悔改。
But Zacchaeus,
该下该。
Knowing that he is sinless,
知道他是罪人。
Willing to repent,
愿意悔改。
And trust our Lord Jesus Christ,
并且信靠主。
Why?
为什么？
Okay, you see these two differences, but how come?
你们可以看见这两者的不同，但为什么呢？
Okay, let's let me explain to you about this conversion.
就让我来告诉你们真正的悔改，真正的改变。
Now, I get this definition from this systematic theology by Wayne Grudem.
所以它就是系统神学，就是基本是一个系统神学。
Now, he says conversion is our willing response to the gospel call in which we sincerely repent of sins and place our trust in Christ for salvation.
真正的悔改就是对福音呼召的一种我们自己的做出的回应，并且我们真真正正的愿意悔改自己的罪，并且把我们的信心放在耶稣，并且把我们对救恩的信心放在耶稣基督里面。
Right, both Zacchaeus and the rich young man, Jesus Christ come to their life and call them. One willing to respond by repentance, the other one not willing.
对于两者的话，耶稣基督都来到他们生命中，学习他们悔改，但是一个愿意悔改，另一个不愿。
So, like what this definition say, conversion is our response, our willing response.
所以真正的悔改就是我们每一个人自己的资源不相约。
In which we sincerely repent of sins.
所以我们就愿真正的愿意对罪有一个悔改。
And place our trust in Christ for salvation.
就愿意把我们对救恩的信心放在耶稣基督里面。
I'm an engineer, I'd like to see a question.
行，因为我是一个工程师，所以我就给大家一个。
Easier for me to see.Right, conversion, that means conversion is equal to repentance plus faith.
真正的转变就是悔改加上相信。
Conversion, the meaning of conversion is turning.
改变的意思是转变的意思。
It's a spiritual turn.
是属灵的转变。
Repentance is turning from sin.
悔改就是从神背转。
You turn from sin,
从罪啊罪背转。
Yeah, you know that you are sinners.
知道大家是罪人。
So you repent from sin.
所以就要悔改，从罪悔改。
Faith is turning to Christ.
相信就是转向耶稣。
So you turn from sin and then towards God.
所以就是从罪悔转而转向主。
Notice the box I put in.
所以就看这个框框。
Repentance and faith, by putting the box there.
悔改相信有一个方法。
Now, repentance and faith in Christ, repentance from sin and faith in Christ happens simultaneously. It means must happen together.
所以悔改和相信是同时发生的。
Yeah, happen at the same time. You cannot just say, oh God, I repent, and then you don't trust Him.
我们不能只讲主啊，我悔改，但是我们却不相信他。
That is called true repentance.
这个并不是真正的悔改。
Or you cannot tell God I trust you, but don't have true repentance.
我们可能说主啊，我们相信你，但是并没有悔改的行为。
因为 without true repentance, you still do all sorts of sinful things.
因为没有真正悔改的话，我们的行为仍然是不相称的。
So true conversion definitely must have repentance heart, plus turning ourselves to God.
所以真正的悔改的话，一定是有一种悔改，并且加上对神的一种相信。
Okay, let's go word by word. Let's conversion, we know it's another. Let's discuss about repentance.
所以我们先来讨论一下悔改。
Now, repentance is a heartfelt sorrow for sin, a renouncing of it, and a sincere commitment to forsake and walk in obedience to Christ.
所以真正的悔改就是从心中发出对罪的一种忧愁，并且完全的与罪隔离，完全的摒弃罪，并且在与基督同行。
So a truly repentant person will begin at once a change of life.
所以真正悔改的人必须有生命的改变。
That's why just now we read the Bible verse 3:8, I said, produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
所以你就在刚刚路加福音3:8，你们要结出果子来与悔改的心相称。
Yeah, so if you say you have repentance, you must identify as the sin and renounce it, and then commit sincere commitment to forsake it and then come to Christ.
所以你们当认定什么是罪，并且完全的与罪隔离，重新回到神啊。
So this is repentance.
所以这就是悔改。
Now repentance.In 2 Corinthians chapter 7:9-10, he says,
所以在哥林多后书4:9，如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出的懊悔来。因为一个神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，与之得救。但世俗的忧愁是这样的词。
Yeah, here you can see that there's two kinds of repentance or two kinds of sorrow. Sorry, it is.Godly sorrow and worldly sorrow.
所以是有两种忧愁，一个是因着神的意思忧愁，一个是从世俗的忧愁。
One godly sorrow brings repentance.
从神的忧愁来带来真正的悔改。
Worldly sorrow brings heaven.
所以世俗的忧愁就是叫人死。
So sometimes you think that, oh, I've done wrong and done something, and then you might not truly repent.
有时做错的事，我们并没有真正的悔改。
You might feel remorse,
你可能觉得很后悔。
But probably you just think, you just expect that you just done something wrong, and you might get like some kind of punishment.
可能做错事，觉得说很担心有不好的报应。
But that is not true repentance.
但这并不是真正的悔改。
True repentance, godly sorrow.
真正悔改是一个什么意思而忧愁。
And that is just how we say the repentance comes from the heart.
刚才我就讲了，真正的悔改是从心而发出的。
And you renounce it,
并且你要完全的断绝断你的罪。
And then forsake it, and then you walk in obedience to Christ,
并且要与你的神同行。
Okay.Just like the source, we know about conversion, we know about repentance, like true repentance. Now let's take a look at faith.
所以就让我们看一下什么是相信。
Now again, from the same person, says, saving faith is trust in Jesus Christ as a living person for forgiveness of sins and for eternal life with God.
真正的救恩的相信就是相信主耶稣基督，他是一个活的人，并且他有能力赦免我们的罪，赐予我们永生的生命。
Okay, this definition is like the saving faith is not just a belief in fact, but personal trust in Jesus to save.
所以真正的救得救的信心，并不是只是对事实的相信，而是与耶稣基督把自己的信心完全放在耶稣基督里面。
Okay, let me explain about this sentence.
所以就让我解释一下。
Okay, again by equation, true saving faith is equal to knowledge of Jesus Christ or God.
所以得救的信心是等于对主的认识、知识。
That means you know about Jesus Christ, but that is knowledge is not good enough.
所以这些知识并不足够。
Even Satan also knows about God and Jesus Christ.
就是撒魔鬼撒旦的话，他也知道耶稣基督。
But he's not saved.
但是他没有得救。
Okay, and then knowledge plus approval. Approval means what? Meaning yes, you accept you know about Jesus Christ and he's the Son of God, and he's truly the Son of God.
所以在知识之外，还要加上对这个知识的认同感。
But with this knowledge and approval, still not enough.
所以认同的话和知识并不足够。
Remember Nicodemus, he knows about Jesus Christ.
知道尼哥底母啊，他也认识耶稣基督。
But he come at night and then he try to consult and talk to Jesus Christ.
所以他晚上来就来询问耶稣。
But he never You do not know about eternal life, you do not know about, I mean, you never accept Jesus Christ as the Savior and
all.
Even Jesus Christ told you, because Jesus Christ told you that in order to be saved, you need to be born again. Remember that?
So, if you just follow the function, you have to know your function.
Yeah. So, through saving faith, you need to know about Jesus Christ, like knowledge. You need to know who is he and what is his word. And then you need to accept it, believe in it. But finally, you need to personally trust him. So, true saving faith means knowledge plus approval plus personal trust. And then I must decide to depend on Jesus to save me personally.
So, you can tell us, you know, I just read the Sabbath of the Sanson, and what is the teacher? Yeah, I can see how you should do that.
This is why the definition is saving faith is trust in Jesus Christ as a living person for forgiveness of sin and for eternal life with God.
So this is just this kind of concept, really have this kind of concept.
Right, so come back to the main equation. Conversion equals to repentance plus faith. This saving faith that I explained just now.
So the change in repentance is
we need to faith, meaning we need to personally accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord, and not just know about it.
So,
and truly, but a true repentance. Renouncing sin and forsaking
sin.
Then I believe you will experience this true conversion. Don't take this as a theory. Apply in your life. Understand it, apply in our life. There are many things I need to discuss with you
all.
But I don't think we can do it now. But just remember this, you need to truly repent. Okay, repentance, I need to emphasize repentance because many people don't understand it. They don't really repent and yet they come to, they say they believe in Jesus Christ. Maybe if we want to, I'll end this message, but if we want to discuss about it, this is the equation that you might want to discuss it on your speed to lose it.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
No clapping. Remember our glory to God. No such thing.
那方弟兄您在吗？啊，然后您可不可以邀请您来为我们做一个见证，好不好？我们方弟兄的话，他要为大家做一个见证，然后是关于他自己身患癌症的，然后的见证，然后我们一起来听神在他生命当中奇妙的作为，好吧。
感谢主，因为今天要来做礼拜的时候，我的心有感动，要做个见证。那么其中我看有些弟兄都已经知道我得到胆管癌啊，就是 cholangiocarcinoma， 这个是一个很严重的癌症啊，很深。书上是讲，如果没有割出来啊，动手术没有割出来，通常是可以活半年，活半年顶多是一年。那么我就是属于其中，开刀啊，结果医生又缝回去，因为不能割出来。所以当然感谢主，我生病到现在已经超过两年了，已经超过两年。 那么一路上有很多的见证，有许多的见证。那么我现在要讲的是关于后半段的最近，因为我从去年启蒙化学疗法以后，我就决定不再化学疗法，不再靠医生了。去年，可是还有三个月就定期的哦去抽血验血，然后看医生，然后 CT scan 断层扫描，差不多三个月就这样，然后就这样从去年二月就没有看，没有吃药了，通通没有断了。然后到今年就差不多三个月。那么在今年的时候开始，就那个肝癌的指数，我在肝哈、有慢慢的升高，那个肝的功能啊又慢慢的不正常起来。从今年，所以今年到四月的时候，我又去抽血，然后又看医生，又去断层扫描 CT scan， 都升高起来了。所以本来我的 appointment 跟医生的 约的时间是4月27号。那么在这以前，我自己要先去抽血，看报告，就已经升起来了。所以在4月26号的时候，我就知道说这个专科医生，癌症的专科医生，他一定会问我，你是不是要继续化学疗法，去摸，还是要放射线疗法？他一定会问我，你要继续，你已经断了那么久，你要继续化学疗法还是那个放射线疗法？所以我不知道要不要继续，因为像这么重大的事情，我不知道要不要继续化学疗法、去摸还是放射线疗法，我不知道要不要继续。不过我很清楚，我要问上帝，我要求耶稣，是不是要继续下去化学疗法？虽然在去年的时候，医生问过我，那个时候我照了那个，我每天的圣经都不一样。那个时候我就跟医生我说不要化学疗法，那已经是一年多前的事情。现在问题又来了，他又要问我了。所以，因为我们知道说要根据圣经，圣经那么多，你的爱情。哇，你去预计哪个应许，甚至神的应许，你哪里知道？太多了。就是说我们每天读圣经，每天的圣经都不一样。所以在4月27号的时候，我就4月26号前一天，我圣经就慢慢看我到底我要不要化学，我要不要继续来做这些疗法，化学疗法、放射线疗法。虽然我知道继续做这些化学疗法没完没了的，化疗到后来都不成人样子、一个阶段是没关系，一直下去的话到后来都不像人的，那个费用很厉害，而且到后来都不像人，因为那个药太强了。所以我在26号的时候，我一直要明天要看圣经，我就一直的来要从圣经得到答案，我要不要继续化学疗法什么？我那天圣经啊，两张圣经，然后三张圣经，还有一节，我都慢慢看。然后在那个时候刚好4篇27篇，我看了7次，慢慢这样读，慢慢读。我要知道到底我要不要继续，我不要照自己的方法来自己的判断。我要照耶稣的方法，这样指示我。然后那天的圣经就告诉我，4篇27篇，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华会指示他当选择的道路。是的，重要的有没有，我本身有没有敬畏耶和华？感谢主，我虽然不是完全，但是我知道我有敬畏耶和华。耶和华要指示他当走哪一条道路，他必安然居住，他的后代要得土地。也就是说，一个敬畏耶和华的人， 耶和华要会显示指示他，他应该走哪一条路，他必安然居住，也就是他必得平安。那就是圣经，所以我内心就哎，是的，我就是要依靠耶和华，我就是要依靠耶和华，我应该继续要不要继续化疗？因为明天专科医生又要继续问我了，要不要化疗？所以我就大致上我就知道我要靠耶和华。然后那天的圣经里面有两三次讲到要等候啊，要等候啊，等候主的必不羞愧，等候主的必不羞愧。还有一节的圣经，他说就是那一天啊，我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚从网罗里面拉出来。这一句话就相当厉害，我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚啊从网罗里面拉出来。那里面拉出来，也就是说要是没有拉出来，那个网罗缠着你跑不掉了，跑不掉。所以而且说等候，等候主的必不羞愧，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华指示他选择的道路。所以我后来就很清楚了，我要不要继续化食疗法。所以隔天去的时候，医生跟我讲应该要，我看他报告，他就是说应该要怎么样，有几个化食疗法，你要吃这个药还是这个。我说我不要，我都不要，我要靠耶稣。他没有信耶稣啊，所以我跟他讲我要靠耶稣，他只是然后因为我那个时候那个四月底，我六月要到美国去，6月13号那个到美国去的时候，我要不要去，因为机票要早定了，我本身都祷告过了，要不要去美国，因为我一去将近要一个月，很忙碌，到美国去很忙碌的，不是说坐在家里休息的。所以我祷告过，我觉得我要去，所以我就跟医生讲我六月要到美国去，而且要将近一个月。医生吓一跳，还要到美国去那他说你要的，我说我要到美国去，因为我祷告过的，机票也买了。然后医生就哇这样的话，他跟我讲，因为他本身也要出国，所以他跟我讲说你一个月后再来检查，五月底的时候，因为我六月十三号要出国到美国去，他就说五月底你再来检查一次，再来检查一次。我说好，然后我就回家。那么在四月底的事情，四月底 April， 然后在五月初的时候，有一天我从有一个老姐妹在波兰，在波兰，她打电话给我，她跟我讲说，老姐妹是组内的老姐妹，她跟我讲说，黄先生，她觉得我应该要靠耶稣靠到底，既然靠耶稣就要靠到底，而且这以后要成为一个美好的见证。所以她跟我讲说，其实你连医生都不要看，都不要抽血，本来是还三个月抽血一次。他跟我讲，因为他以前打电话来的时候是我太太接的，所以他只是跟我这样讲。我说他们说你应该真正依靠耶稣了，连检查都不必，抽血验血都不必，断层扫描都不必。所以那个时候他在刚好是我接，他跟我讲这个的时候，我就有感动。我说好，连医生我都不看，定期的医生检查啊，抽血验血都不要了， CT scan 断层扫描通通不要，完全依靠耶稣。我在他在电话里面跟我讨论这个问题，我说好，我什么都不要。当然包括五月底的去抽血，五月底的去看医生，通通没有。我现在要做的见证就是这个电话对我来讲是非常重要。也就是说，因为从五月开始啊，就是上，今天是十月， 午夜开始，我的病症那个癌细胞正式化作。我再从午夜初，他午夜初打电话，比方说好像说午夜初打电话给我，差不多两天后我全身就发痒，那是不是普通的痒的，痒到就让你很难受，又不是痛，是非常的痒，痒到你不能睡觉的，不停的痒，这边那边痒，让你不能睡觉，当然就到天亮去，到天亮才稍微迷迷糊糊睡一下。当然感谢主，耶稣也让我没有一点灰心，也没有发牢骚的，感谢主，我必须接受这个，因为凡是神都有美好的意思，也没有发牢骚，感谢主。那两年来，从我信了知道我得到这个胆管癌，严重的胆管癌以后，耶稣从第一天就让我没有灰心过，也没有发牢骚过。因为我相信凡事都有神美好的意思，所以感谢主。痒得很也是晚上要睡觉的时候觉得也无奈，也不会说哎，别人怎么没有，我怎么样没有的，感谢主。我就是这样， 我知道我必须接受。所以而且从那午夜开始，连续一个月里面我瘦了4公斤，就是我知道它这里面正式在化作。一个月瘦4公斤，而且晚上都不能睡，常常不能睡，有时候几天才睡一下。那么所以到5月27号的时候，因为我说不去了，我就跟27号到26号的时候，我就跟这些护士讲，打电话到医院去，我说我不看，我都明天我不来看医生了，我说我要靠耶稣。这个护士跟我讲说耶稣是谁啊，跟我讲耶稣是谁，我当然说我是 Christian 嘛，我是耶稣，我要靠耶稣。可是从那个时候开始，对不对？我正在化作的时候，我内心又想，我这样可以到美国去吗？医生就是认为说，要是在美国的时候化作呢，症是怎么样呢？你怎么办？在美国的时候，医药会那么贵，你要去找谁？而且到美国去，我到美国去，光国内班机就坐了5、6次了，每次一飞都几个小时，没有停过的。到美国啊，好，到 LA 去以后，然后到印第安纳，然后又到华盛顿 New York， 然后又回来印第安纳，然后又去科罗拉多，又科罗拉又来 LA， 哇，光坐飞机就坐了5、6次了，很累，没有什么休息。虽然说是度假，其实不是度假，很累的。所以我当时在想，糟糕，那我这要是到美国去，要是中途发生什么事情，那怎么办？医生不但医生烦恼，连亲戚都知道这个问题这么严重，癌症仍然还在发作了，你又去，所以我就一直祷告，感谢主，我祈求的就是让我平安去，平安回来，感谢主，平安去，平安回来。那么我现在。当然继续在里面化作，我知道的，因为从午夜到现在我已经瘦了9公斤了，午夜到现在瘦了9公斤，而且痒还是差不多，痒还是痒。那么感谢主，我为什么在这边做见证？因为要是我在午夜初没有打那个电话，我又五月底又去检查，我没有接到这个电话，我五月底又去检查的时候，糟糕，那个报告一定很可怕，那个result一定很可怕，那个正在发作，那个血的那个指数一定都什么都升起来了，而且都会升得很高。那我怎么办？如果我五月底又去检查的话，那就是真的是大麻烦，会让我华语讲的就是说惊惶失措，五月天去检查的时候会让我惊惶失措，往前走也不是，往后退也不是，美国要不要去，机票都定了，连贵的机票都定了，往前走 华受到这个都已经指示都升起来了，你还到美国去，那要很大的信心的，要很大的信心。然后如果不去，那又不又要不要要不要继续提摩？应该继续画呀，都升起来了。可是我在四月底的时候，我借着圣经，我已经跟医生讲，我不要继续提摩，我不要化疗，也不要靠医生，哎，不要化疗，不要化解疗法，都不要。那么如果到五月底检查的时候，那不去美国要不要去？然后又发作起来，然后又要不要提摩又来，可是问题又来了。所以如果我五月底继续去检查这个血液，我会惊慌失措，不知道该怎么办。对，不知道该怎么办，往前走也不是，往后退也不是。所以我现在要做的见证就是说，感谢主，神知道，神知道。所以在五月初的时候，他就要那个一个张父张姑姑，在波兰的张姑姑老姐妹，而且他打来刚好是我接，要是不是我接的又不一样，刚好是我接的。然后我跟我讲这个问题，我就决定说我不去看医生，不去抽血了，不去验血，不去体摸，哎，对，不去那个 CT scan 断层什么，通通不要了。所以就继续靠耶稣了。所以我现在讲的就是说，我们的神无所不知，无所不在，他知道，所以他先叫。因为如果他没有打电话给了我，五月底就不知道该怎么办。我现在就不知道该怎么办，所以上帝无所不知，无所不在，什么都知道的。所以我们要是知道神什么时候，我常常跟我们什么都知道的话，我们就不会觉得很孤单，不会觉得怎么样，因为他什么都知道，而且神从来不误事情，也不误时间的。你看，在我正式发作以前，差不多两天前，这个老姐妹打电话给我，要我专心靠耶稣啊。所以是感谢，直到今天，我仍然靠着耶稣啊。而且我知道耶稣会医治我，耶稣会医治我。感谢主，因为瘦是瘦下去，然后精神都好好的，还在里面都是啊。因为圣经说，在神没有难成的事情，没有难成的事情，所以感谢主啊，非常谢谢。